dependence upon the Holy Spirit. None will ever be drawn to Christ savingly by mere preaching. No, not by the most faithful and scriptural preaching. There must first be the supernatural operations of the Spirit to open the sinner's heart to receive the message. And how can we expect the Spirit to work among us while he is so slighted, while our confidence is not in him, but in our preaching? How can we expect him to work miracles in our midst while there is no humble, earnest, and trustful praying for his gracious activities? Most of us are in such a feverish rush to win souls, to do personal work, preach, that we have no time for definite, reverent, importunate crying unto the Lord for his Spirit to go before us and prepare the soil for the seed. Hence it is that the converts we make are but man-made, and their subsequent lives make it only too apparent unto those who have eyes to see that the Holy Spirit does not dwell within them and produce his fruits through them. Oh, brethren, join the writer in contritely owning to God your sinful failure to give the Spirit his proper place. January 1935.